KLG, KO42LG and 0TR. QLG, KO42LG and 0TR. 0TR clear. 4GH, AH4GH and 0TR. 0TR clear.
What is your holler for me? KO4QLG.
Yeah, Chris, I'm sorry. We just had a catastrophe. I told Bernice to push the wrong button on the popcorn popper. I just wanted to check to see how you're doing tonight, buddy.
No, I'm pretty good. Just got back from church, sat down, and getting ready to make me a protein shake for the net. I was in the other room. I thought that sounded like you, but I had the TV going and everything. Couldn't make out what you said. I was just thinking it sounded like you. Guess I was right.
Oh, I can smell that popcorn over here, Chris, but I bought one of those ones that looks like a movie popcorn popper, only it's a China product, you know, China. And Bernice, she started it and then didn't know how to bring the lid down. And I said, pull that lever on the side. And it just dumped all the oil out and everything down in the bottom. Oh, did I make a mess for her? I'll have to go over there and help her out. I just wanted to check with you and see how you're doing for her. And I thought Gus might be out there also down in Florida. And just two of my favorite guys there. We had a good day. It was cold this morning. It was 20 degrees down here, probably colder up there. And we didn't go out to the chickens for quite a while and cleaned out the water troughs and got one egg. They're starting to lay again a little bit, barely. But went to Aldi's and Walmart and the bank and trying to get ready for the kids to come down on Friday, Chris. They're flying down from up in Michigan, over.
Don't have a crowd of them coming?
But our daughter from Michigan and her husband and the granddaughter from up there who is attending college at Ohio State. And they're going to fly down together to Charlotte and rent a car and drive on down here. Every year, it seems like Shelly will book a straight-through flight to Greenville. And then about midway through, she books them way ahead of time, months ahead of time. And then they'll cancel that flight and won't have it at all at Christmas. And they did it again this year. Therefore, she said to heck with it. Because usually they come up my truck and it's a four-door truck and they just use it. But they had these frequent flyer miles, so they just rented one and they said it was just as easy and didn't cost them anything, so we'll have them and then my daughter and son-in-law and two grandsons that are down here, and they'll be over for Christmas. Bernice is going to cook barbecue ribs and all the trimmings. What, on Saturday, Bernice? Yeah, this Saturday. Anyways, I had just a regular old day, but how was your day before we go? We got about 3 minutes left, and I think Gary's got the con tonight.
Day went pretty good. Had a VA appointment. Got out in this cold a little bit, checked my water pipes. Just kind of a normal day. I just got in probably 15 minutes ago, and it's already feels like it's below freezing. I'm sure it's not. But there's definitely a chill that's still in there.
We're 30 here already, Chris. There's not much wind 2 mile an hour from the northeast. But it said it feels like 25. So I'm sure you're a little further north, I think, than I am. So I imagine it's colder up there. Well, Chris, we better get off here and let the head of the place get on here, KI4DOS, or he'll just be real rough on us and run us off. You know how Gary is. Anyways, you take care, Chris. Nice to hear you tonight. And if you got the radio on tomorrow or something, maybe I'll give you a call. K042LG and 0TR73, Chris.
Good hearing from you, Tom. I want to talk at you here in just a minute. K042LG, I'm clear.
KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. You heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagTube portion. This being Wednesday night, the RagTube portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the RagTube portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. I had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. We'll run through those, and then we'll go over and see if we got any echo link stations up. Let's see here. First one up is W4FCM. That's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride in 4IEI. That's Miss Isla. They're up Traveler's Rest. And W2AMD. That's Mr. Andrew. He's down in Simpsonville. And K4XMR. That's Mr. Mel. He's over in Prosperity. And KG4PFI, that's my big old tall buddy Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. And KO4ZEW, Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up there at Table Rock. And KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt, he's over in Greenville. And KI4LJG, Mr. Robert, he's up there at River Falls. And K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt, he's over in Edmond. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And KX4YM, Mr. Scott, over there in Greenville. And N4ASW, that's Mr. Tony, and his sweet bride, KQ4JSK. That's Miss Kim. They're up in Asheville. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. She's in the other room. That's all the pre-net check-ins we've got tonight. Don't have anybody on the Echo Link right at the moment. So we'll move over to the RF check-ins in the alphabet, starting with M through P. Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Net control. Mike Tango. KX4MT, Mike and Pickens. I'll be negative and negative. Merry Christmas.
4D with. Evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo, 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo, 4, Delta Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike, 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, I'll be negative and negative, and Merry Christmas to you and Joy and everybody else.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KX4MT, Mr. Mike over in Pickens. Mike, is that a tango or a papa on the end of your call? Alrighty, so I did get it right. Sometimes I have a little trouble distinguishing between those two for some reason. But But glad to have you in here tonight. Hope you are doing well. And then we've got 10K4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick. KK4DMW and their daughter Michelle. KM4MOQ. They're all down in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And Merry Christmas to you folks as well. Hope all y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Net control. Net control, check in Kilo Fox 4, Mike Uniform Fox, Jody in Liberty, South Carolina.
KI4DOS. Go ahead, DQ, Eddie Simpsonville. Be hanging around, over.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KF4MUF, Mr. Jody, down there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jody. Hope you are doing well. And W4NTQ, Mr. Eddie, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Eddie. Hope you are doing well. And I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. Additional stations, Mike Drew Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. The next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in N0TR. November 0TR. This is Tom. I got tongue twisted, Gary. Sorry. I'm located in Greer. Good evening, you, Gary, and Joy, and all on the net. Merry Christmas. And I'll be negative, negative, sir.
U.S. KC4SKD, Larry. And also KG4AHS, Rhonda. Both in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight. And I would also like to check in my brother, N9TEC, Randall, by telephone relay. So, have a good evening, everybody, to you and everybody on the net, and Merry Christmas.
Four DOS. Gary, please check in KO4QLG. This is Chris and Liberty. Enjoy that popcorn, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
DOS, please check in Kilo Echo 6 Tango Charlie call. That's Harry and Taylor's.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to N0TR, Mr. Tom, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Tom, I didn't know you was eating popcorn. I just got through with some pumpkin pie. So tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KC4SKD, that's my neighbor Larry and his sweet bride, KG4AHS, Miss Rhonda. They're over here in Easley, and Larry brings along his brother Randall in 9TEC up there in Asheville via telephone relay. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Rhonda and Randall we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And then we got my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris. Hope you are doing well. And KE6TCG, Mr. Harry over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Or DOS. Kilo Kilo 4 Tango Romeo Juliet. Bill and Cowpens. I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4TRJ, Mr. Bill over there in Cowpens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Got an Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS, hello again, Gary. Check in KA-4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, Gary, all on the net. No traffic, no rat chew. And I do tell Mr. We say hello, and we want to wish y'all a Merry Christmas over y'all's way.
KA-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KA-4PQA, Mr. Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well, and hope y'all have a Merry Christmas as well. And Stephen, come back on Monday night, which is Christmas Day, I think.
Merry calendar.
I want to know. I'm gonna call the net that night, and I want to know what everybody got for Christmas. So. Come back on Monday night, and I'll talk to you again there, young man. Y'all take care. Tell Jennifer we said hello, and I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Going back to the alphabet, let's move up to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
DOS. And KA-3WPP, Kilo Alpha 3. Whiskey, Papa, Papa. Name's Howard. We're in Piedmont. Negative and negative. Good evening, all. DOS. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening.
Net control. Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel, Yankee. Name's Jim. In Berea, negative and negative.
Now for DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KA-3WPP, Mr. Howard, down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Howard. Hope you are doing well. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4YHY, Mr. Jim, over here in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Additional stations, Uniform Through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS. Glide around to the front of the alphabet now. In the Alpha Through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
AOS, November 4, Alpha, Kilo, and 4, AK, Glenn, 7 negative, Gary.
KOS, please check in Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo, Yankee, Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight, 73 to you and everybody on the net.
KI-4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4AK, Mr. Glenn, down there in Sunset. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Glenn. Hope you are doing well. Good signal into the repeater there, young man. And then we got a pair of Daves. We got my neighbor Dave, KB2BYQ, over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Hope you are doing well. And then we've got Mr. Dave over in Greer, W4DJW. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. I'll relay your message in there to Joey. Hope y'all are doing well, and hope all y'all have a Merry Christmas. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS. Move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel. E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS. Everyone on the net, this is November 4, Hotel Charlie in 4HHC, Warren in Taylor's. Negative and negative. One question for the net control. Did we have
any new hams check in tonight. I'm hoping we're gonna have one, over.
I-4, DOS. On the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4, HKX. That's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Gary. Please tell Miss Joy we say hello.
For DOS. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. Merry Christmas. And we'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
KI-4 DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4HHC, Mr. Warren over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Warren. Hope you are doing well. And Warren, to answer your question, I don't have anyone new or any new hams that checked in so far. So hopefully if he's out there and he's got a radio, he'll check in with us in a minute. I sure do hope he does. Get him on the list. But appreciate you being with us. Sound like you got a little congestion. Is your sinuses or cold or what?
I'm getting over a cold. Got a little sniffle here.
You get the feeling better before Christmas, and y'all have a good one over there, and a Merry Christmas to you and yours. I also like to say good evening, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry. He's all the way up there in Candler, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you are doing well. Merry Christmas to you folks. Got an EchoLink station up. Let's grab it real quick. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in. Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC. Matt in downtown Greenville still at work. Just check me in and out. 73 you all in it. Tell Miss Joy I said hello.
It's KI-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WG4MC, Mr. Matt. He's in downtown Greenville tonight. He's still at the workplace. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Don't work too hard and get home soon. And Matt, you sound a little stuffed up too. You're not coming down with something, are you?
On last night.
But appreciate it. Hey, hate to ask, but could you grab the net for me tomorrow night? I'm gonna try to make it, but I just don't know.
Yeah, I'll stand by, Matt. Not a problem.
I appreciate it. It's just been really busy, and I got to make sure I'm done before the year end. But appreciate Gary and get. Appreciate it again. I tell Miss Joy I said hello, and hopefully talk to you tomorrow night. KI-4DOS, WG4MC, back to net control.
Too hard, and you have a great evening over there, if you can, at work. And, I'll be standing by tomorrow night. If you don't get through, I'll pick it up for you. Not a problem. Alrighty now, going back to the alphabet, let's try the Echo Zoo Hotel one more time. E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS. On up to the patient group on a Wednesday night, which is India through Lima. I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
DOS. Low Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. Connor. And that's where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo India 4. Kilo Charlie X-ray. KI-4. KCX. Gary, just check us. My name is Jerry. My location is Greycourt. Just check me in and out tonight, Gary. Hope everybody's doing well. Hope you and Miss Joy have a very Merry Christmas.
Yes. You and Miss Joy are both well. please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Gary, good evening to you and Miss Joy. Good evening to all on the net, and Merry Christmas to everyone. No traffic, no comment. Thank you, Gary.
OS. Gary, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for holding the net.
For DOS. Gary, please check in Joe, Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Delta, and Greer, and all this evening. And Merry Christmas, Gary, and that to everybody else, too. Over.
KI4 DOS. This is Kilo. Quebec 4, November, Hotel Bravo, new to the net, checking in, name is Dan.
For DOS, Whiskey 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Kilo, W4, JFK, is Chris over in Chester, and a good evening everybody on the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
AI4, DOS, and Merry Christmas to you, Gary, and to Joy as well. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a comment, and I hope everybody has a good night. Stay warm. Sleep tight. 7-3.
KI4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to a great group of folks here this evening. I've got KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you're doing well. And KI4KCX, Mr. Jerry. He's down there in Great Court. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Hope you're doing well. And W4IOE. Fletcher, appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan. He's up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you're doing well. And KK4JD, Mr. Joe, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Joe. Hope you are doing well. And KQ4NHB, Danny, and Danny, where are you located there, young man?
I'm South 45. Right, using the system, and hopefully around for a while. $10.03.
Oh, well, you be careful out there if you're mobile. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Warren, N4HHC asked if I had any new hams check in. And you're the first one. I don't know if you're the one he was asking about or not. Over.
Yes. On the 16th. This is my first time getting this thing set up. I'm not sure it's set up right, but I'm trying to give it a good go.
Danny, not a problem. And you take care, and I'll... are you going to be around for some rag chew in just a little bit?
I've got my son coming by in a little bit. I'll just have to see what's going on when he gets here, sir.
All righty. That'll work. I'll holler at you. If you're there, it'll be fine. If you're not, I understand. I'd also like to say good evening to W4JFK. That's Mr. Chris up there in Chester. Appreciate you being with us, Mr. Chris. Good signal into the repeater from Chester tonight. Sounding great. And then we've got KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. Larry, you tell Miss Donna she made she won the door prize tonight. She made number 50 on my log so far. And I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. And y'all have a great evening over there. Until we get back to you to talk to you some more. I hope all you folks have a merry, merry Christmas.
Any others? India through Lima. I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yes. Miss Joy, please check in Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta AA1RD Bob down in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative tonight, Gary. Merry Christmas to you, Miss Joy, and everyone on the net.
DOS in the net, and Miss Joy, please check in N4ZLK November 4 Zulu Lima Kilo. I'm Shane, and I'm at home in Cleveland tonight. No traffic, no table. Merry Christmas to you and everyone on the net.
4 Echo Delta Whiskey, Ed in Brevard. No traffic, no comments, and I am monitoring.
This is KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to AA1RD, Mr. Bob, down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us, Mr. Bob. Tell Miss Anita we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And N4ZLK, Mr. Shane, at home in Cleveland tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Shane. Tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And N4EDW, Mr. Ed, he's up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ed. Hope you are doing well. Merry Christmas to all you fine folks. Do we have additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Well, pause right there normally means we've got everybody for the time being, so we'll go ahead and go from there. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all those folks checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to Rag 2 plug-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got up on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-450 HF transceiver with a power supply. He would like $450 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an MFJ-998. That's a full legal limit automatic antenna tuner. He would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The next item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu Tempo 1. He's got the transceiver, the external VFO, the external speaker, and he would like $250 for it or best offer. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is looking for, got a fellow looking for a half-wave 2-meter vertical antenna. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC735. That's HF transceiver. He would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC208H. That's a 2-meter 440 dual band transceiver. He's got the manual with it. He would like $150 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC2100. That's a 2-meter mobile transceiver. He's got the manual to go with it, and he would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an MFJ IntelliTuner. It's a model MFJ 929. That's a 200-watt antenna tuner. He would like $140 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an MFJ 484. That's a Grandmaster memory keyer. He would like $15 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an MFJ-941C. That's a Versatuner. They would like $65 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Up is for sale. It's an MFJ-862. That's a VHF, UHF, SWR watt meter. It covers 2 meters, 220, and 440. They would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? The MUP is for sale. It's a VCI Vectronics PM30. That's an SWR directional RF watt meter. He would like $75 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? The item up is for sale. It's a Fillmore hand mic. That's a model CM43A. He would like $10 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? The item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's an old antenna bridge made with two of the blade-type variable capacitors and a large roller inductor. He would like $50 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book. Appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. A lot of these items are getting really old, and I think I'm going to start over after the new year, and we'll get some fresh items on here, and you won't have to listen to the same stuff every week. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rate you? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, no traffic, no comment.
Good evening. KN4CHY, Minister Keith, down there in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Keith. Hope you are doing well, and Merry Christmas to you. All righty, first one up I got up on the rag chew list tonight is Mr. Eddie, W4NTQ, down in Simpsonville. Eddie, you're first up on a clean, shiny, dry stump. What have you been up to today there, young man?
KI4DOS, this is W4NTQ. Oh, I've been staying in this cool weather and trying to clean up the house and our Radio Shack. Putting new rugs in the house and all that stuff. And, stay busy. Get a little cat nap every once in a while. But we're about to get back in order by myself. I just want to say, hope all of you have a big Christmas and all that good stuff. Here. I've been having problems with my hearing aids. And I can't do much talking with no hearing aids these days. So we say it's just old age. But I want to just pass along to all, everybody to have a big Christmas and holidays. I'm having pretty good ones myself. And that's about it. I kind of chuck up a little bit here when I start talking. I don't have much people to talk to here in the house. And I have to get on the radio a little bit once in a while. So, Gary, you're doing a good job here, and I enjoy this. I forgot who I was going to say something special to, but I forgot. Anyhow, you call then on another then I was on up here after I moved up here. So, KI4DOS, this is W4 Norway, Texas, Quebec.
I know when you start cleaning up the house, that's a chore to start with. But getting new rugs and stuff put down and then having to rearrange and straighten your radio room back up, getting your ham shack set back up the way you want it and everything, that takes some time. And my hat's off to you there, young man. You're doing a real good job of it, I'm sure. And I know you'll get it all fixed up the way you want it to be here in the next little bit. Hearing aids, my wife told me the other day, well, she told me today, she said, you deaf. So I may need to go over there and see if I can get a hearing test, and I might be putting some of them in my ears. I don't know. I hope I don't have to, but if I'm missing out on everything she says that I am, I probably will have to have them shortly. But that's okay. That's one of them things that does go a little bit when we get older, especially when we've been around loud noises and stuff. People in the military, they're around guns and those big cannons and stuff like that. And I was in the Air Navy, which I was around jet engines and APUs and all that, which just destroyed some of my hearing. So I blame it on them as far as that goes. But sounds like you are doing very well. I do wish you a Merry Christmas. Hope you are get everything you want and want everything you get.
Talking about guns, I was in the Navy, or Navy ships in World War II and Korea, and I was shooting depth charges, K-guns, and the big 5-inch 38s and 3-inch 50s were over my head shooting. So, I worked 59 years in a newspaper print, big 24-page, 3-color press, running, worked on them and all that. So, I was right along the noise. KI-4DOS, before NGQ.
They put me on a destroyer for a little while, and I went out on that destroyer and got as far out with you'd have to be there to understand, and you've been there, so you'll understand. If it was so dark out there, you couldn't see your hand in front of your face. It was the dark of the moon, couldn't see nothing. And got in some real rough sea conditions, and as I said to myself, if I get back on land, I'm going to see if I can get into the Air Navy, and I transferred over to the Air Navy. And I got assigned to a patrol squadron. We had the P-3 Orions. And didn't have a tail hook because it was too big to fit on an aircraft carrier. So I was land-based, but we still did a lot of flying and dropped a lot of sauna buoys into the water and that sort of thing. And I've had to listen to those things, paying in my ears for quite a while. So we've done all kinds of crazy things that they told us to do. We had to, right?
And I made 22 trips across the North Atlantic convoy duty. That was just one war over there.
You've been across the pond a whole lot more times than I have, Eddie.
The destroyers, one of them was big destroyers, 25-inch 38, the other was 3-inch 50s, which was a bad sounding gun. It kind of cracked to it. But that's the one I was on in World War II, USS Peterson, DE-152. So, but we got lucky, and we actually helped sink a German submarine in the Sea Buoy in New York. They were close.
That is close. Well, I was on the USS Putnam, DD-757. She'd been decommissioned, and they probably let her being a coral reef off the coast somewhere by now. I don't know. But I didn't get to see any action like that. But then I'm kind of glad I didn't. But in some instances and others, I wished I had. Closest thing we came to, we had found a Russian submarine that was 12 miles off the coast of San Francisco. And we found her out in the water, and we sat on her for a week. And they thought that something was wrong with it. It was mechanical. It wouldn't move. And then all of a sudden, she up and left, and she took off flying. And we turned her over to another squadron, and they lost her. And we had to go back out and help them, and we found her again. And then we tracked her all the way down the coast of California. So she was out there looking at something, but I don't know what. And of course, we didn't try to sink that one, but I don't blame you. During the World War II, sinking that one up there right off the coast of New York.
Yeah, it was a sea buoy. It was 28 miles, I think, out of New York, downtown. And we had a little help. Two more DEs come up on. We was picking up a convoy while we were doing it, coming out of New York. And we was going around the sea buoy, which after you got out of that bar, you could kind of get it calmed down and running in straight lines and all that stuff, you know. That's all. I just the other day and found a book. I got a book about finding that some German submarine, I think it was. That's 70 years after the war was over. So they said somebody out there looking for everything, I guess. I'll let you go, and I'm going to kind of get ready here for tomorrow, and it'll be another day, I guess. Good talk to all of you. KI4DOS, it's WPNDQ.
Thank you, Mr. Eddie. I enjoyed it thoroughly. I really did. You have a Merry Christmas again, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. Like I said, I'll be on here Christmas Day. Christmas Day night, I guess you'd have to call it. And let me know what you got for Christmas. Y'all take care, and we'll say 73 to you for now. 73 there, young man. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS. Please check in. Kilo-Kilo-4, Sierra Mike Victor Dale in Ellenboro.
4DOS. And out. Kilo-Quebec-4, Hotel Lima Zulu, Benson and Marshall. 73 to you, sir. Have a Merry Christmas.
KI-4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You'd like to say good evening, KK4SMV, Mr. Dale. He's down there in Ellenboro. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dale. Hope you are doing well. And KQ4HLZ, Mr. Benson, up there in Marshall. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Benson. Hope you are doing well. And you fellas have a Merry Christmas. Right, you list is KQ4NHB, Mr. Danny. Out there, he's a new ham. Danny, what have you been up to today there, young man?
45, Chris, I'm sitting around doing a lot of business. You know what I mean?
Well, I sat around a little bit today, but had to take the wife over. Well, I didn't have to take her. She could have drove herself. But I drove her over to the doctor's office, and she got a shot, and... Then we came on back home, and I stayed in the house pretty much most of the day. Went out and played with the big dogs in the backyard. Got two big old female German Shepherds out there in the back, and made sure they had some fresh water that wasn't frozen, and I played with them a little bit, and one of them's still a puppy. She's just a little over a year old, and I'm telling you, she's a handful, but get out there and played with them a little bit. Got started getting cold, so I came back in the house where it was warm.
I don't blame you for that, but I got a deep love for German Shepherds. I was in the military and I trained them for 4 years, from 1966 to 70. Also, once I got discharged, I started competing in AKC obedience competitions. And I've had a full life with the dogs. Also, right now, I have about a 5.5-year-old English Springer Spaniel raised from a pup. She's got 6 obedience titles on her. But the most, if she was certified as a therapy dog, we'd go out to the retirement center. And used to go to the school until they had a problem with one of somebody else's dog. They should have got that on hold for us, but I got a deep love for dogs, my friend.
That'd be fantastic. I'd love to see your little service dog one of these days. My wife most of our dogs through obedience training, and she did that herself. And this was back before I retired. She hasn't trained. I say she hasn't trained. She did not go through formal classes with the two that we have now. Well, like I said, one's still a puppy. I've worked with her more than my wife has, because my wife's had back surgery and all of that, so she has problems with her lower back. She's got a degenerating disc. Get that out in a minute. That's hard to say. The wife's doing well, but the puppy, she pulls on her too hard. Now, the other dog, the older dog, she's pretty well pushed button. She's a doll, and I enjoy my big puppies out there in the backyard. But they've got a job to do, and they do it well. And, well, matter of fact, I had one of my neighbors come over here, and she said that the puppy got out of the fence, and she said, "I'm going to kill your dog." And I said, "No, ma'am, you're not." And, "Well, if it attacks my son," and I said, "if it attacks your son, you kill it." I said, "But it better attack it before you kill it. I said, if it just gets in your yard, you call me and I'll come get it." I said, the dog's not going to bother you in your yard. But if you come in my yard unannounced, don't be too surprised if you get bit, because they've got a job to do and they know their job.
That little girl I've got, she's as pretty as they come. But if you broke into my house and did not steal her, you would hurt her feelings. You know what I mean?
Oh, my goodness. That's a baby doll, no doubt. Yeah, me and my oldest son call it a dust mop. It's a cross between a Yorkshire Terrier and a Papillon. Got them big old butterfly looking ears, and it's a beautiful dog, but long hair, and she is, goodness gracious, and it ain't nothing but a dust mop, but that's my wife's baby.
Hey, let me tell you something. Long time ago, I learned to put more faith in most dogs than do most people, you know what I mean? I'm a God-fearing man, I accepted Christ. Not too many places for a Christian man to go these days where you fit in, you know?
Absolutely.
Maybe one of these days we can get together. I was training director for the dog obedience club of Greenville until they sort of shut down. Then I started assisting helping train over at Spartanburg. If we can get together somewhere one of these days, I'll show you how to stop that dog from pulling on that pretty little lady of yours.
Like a plan.
It's 10 to 15 minutes. If you do what we tell you how to do, she'll start walking beside that woman and won't have no problems with it.
My wife does. She does real well. Like I said, she trained one of our German Shepherds. Went through obedience training in Greenville, and she won everything in Greenville. She went up before the state in a competition, and she broke her downstay, and so she lost it. But I mean, my wife loves it, working with the dogs, and you know, I enjoy it. But you know, my wife really gets into it, and more so than I do. I just like the dogs to you know, come around and walk around with me and all this store stuff, and stay there with me, and let me know what's going on around me. I will tell you this real quick. I had a heart attack out in the backyard, and both of those dogs stayed right beside me. They knew something was wrong. They didn't know what was wrong, I don't guess. I didn't know what was going on. But they stayed with me until I made it up to the house, and then they stayed on the back porch while the EMS people got here, and then the fire department got here, and they took me over to the hospital and all of that. But they're amazing animals.
They really are. Let me ask you a question, my friend. Who did your wife train with in Greenville?